Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Matt Tragavia is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Matt is the Director of Marketing at InventHelp. InventHelp. It's a leading inventor service company, and he's here to talk to us about... I want to talk a little bit about that company, but we're also going to talk about how to help inventors get funded. Matt Tragavia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Matt, in my decades of helping small business owners, back when I was doing it one-on-one and now that I'm doing it a little more on a broadcasting scale, one of the things that's I've always felt that one of the underserved of the entrepreneurs out there were the inventors, the people. They didn't really have a business. They just had an idea, and it was just something that they couldn't sleep, they couldn't eat, they almost couldn't function. They just focused on their idea. They were in their shop tinkering with it or drawing it out on paper. I had a guy come by the other day, just literally come by the other day, wanted me to help him with something he had on his mind. And this in my opinion, this it's like they're stuck, right? Because they've got this great idea, but it could be a gold mine. Or it could be a bust, and they're so far away, and at least for all these years up till fairly recently, they were a long way away, most of them, from knowing whether it was going to work or not. What do you think?
They're very much a long way away, you know, because if you think about it, think what they have to do. You know, they have to take an idea that's on a piece of paper, and then they have to obviously make sure that idea actually is feasible and actually works, and then they need to do everything needed to get it on the store shelves, because what's the end game? You know, the end game is to have people consume this. They want to purchase it, and it's just very difficult. So we've seen in the past,
some of them come to me wanting to manufacture it themselves. They want me to help them build a factory or get a loan for the factory. Some of them want to license it. Some of them don't know what they want to do.
Exactly, and that's where we come into play. And we're providing, obviously, services for over 30 years to inventors like that, where we just provide them with what they need to get out there. We provide them with research. We provide them with, you name it, we're able to do it. Now, we obviously can't guarantee that a company will license or manufacture this invention, but we could give them the shot of trying.
Well, you guys put them on the track to run on that they don't actually have right now. It's been interesting to me how many inventors, even the ones who have great ideas, are really fairly ignorant of the process they got to do. They got to go through to take that to the next level.
100%. And as we get into the whole crowdfunding thing later, I'll touch on why it's so important that we're getting into this game.
Well, and this is what's different now, in my opinion. Here's how things have changed a little bit, and that is that with the democratization of media, namely social media, with the democratization of access to capital, whether it be a contribution or a loan, The whole crowdfunding thing has opened up some opportunities that for inventors that they didn't have before, hasn't it?
It has. Actually, the recent study that I came across said that 7 of the top 25 inventions in 2014 came from crowdfunding.
Huh.
So it shows that the industry is obviously taking over, you know?
Did they say how the project was funded? Was it the contribution, what I call the contribution method of crowdfunding, or was it a loan?
It was rewards based. So people would obviously the rewards. Let's say they could get the product as well as a mention on their social media, or they get a product and a T-shirt or something like that. Yeah, so rewards-based has been the predominant crowdfunding platform for some time now.
And sometimes, sometimes just a little seed money is all the inventor needed to see if to take it to the next level, right?
Exactly. Just some seed money. I mean, the Pebble watch years ago was the $10 million watch that came out. Well, they launched on there. They received $10 million rewards-based, and then they went into production. Mm-hmm. Well, they launched the second campaign to get more money on Kickstarter's crowdfunding platform as well. So it shows that even if you have a successful business, and even if you have the capital to, they're finding it a means to even get it out into the media. So it's more than just receiving money.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting people to consume the idea and say, look, we're launching something
new. You've got a customer base at the same time. While your funding is coming from a customer base you're building.
Exactly, and that's why it's so important for us, you know, and BenHelp to get into this game with Fund an Idea, because we feel, you know, we are able to provide that knowledge that we're getting by showing the companies that consumers are interested in this product, as well as the funding. That's what's so important for Fund an Idea.
So how discriminating are our crowdfunding contributors, I'm going to call them contributors, how discriminating are they getting? It would seem to me that by now there's so many options out there that they're getting pretty discriminating.
There is. There's many options. Obviously, with, you know, Kickstarter and Indiegogo are the big names that come to mind. But there's other little crowdfunding niche sites out there. But if you don't have the
I'm talking about the contributor.
The
contributor. How discriminating are they getting in terms of being willing to give their $10 or $15?
Not very. And, you know, it's a very small nominal amount. So
it's still the Wild Wild West out there as far as on the rewards-based side.
It is. You know, a lot of the contribution comes from people that know the inventor or know the person that's posting the page. So they say 30-40% needs to be invested prior to launching your campaign. And where do you think that comes from? It comes from the inventor hitting the ground running, hitting their local.
But what you guys are doing, you guys are helping. You in your program, we're going to talk about in a little bit. You're helping inventors. Prepare to raise money on crowdfunding, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, very quickly.
Fundanidea.com.
All right, so check it out. 20 after, I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.